Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 28th, 2009. This is Dawn Grant with your Enjoy. Enjoy, meaning live your life in joy, I-N-J-O-Y. And it's your 15 minutes of inspiration and hoping to get you going in a really good direction today. My website is dawngrant.com. I welcome your visit there, and you can sign up for regular emails and positive inspirations in an email form just like you're receiving them now verbally from me. What I'd like to speak with you about today is the quote, "We cannot direct the wind, but we can adjust the sails." Which, ironically enough, I'm driving along the road here, and I drive a Jeep Wrangler, which is, you know, very big and very boxy. And it is very responsive to the wind. And, you know, it's really great that I can do this talk show from the car, which is pretty cool. So I live in a state where you can actually talk on the phone while you're driving. But the thing about driving the Jeep Wrangler, and I've driven it long distances before, 4 and 5 hours, going to different PGA tournaments and stuff like that. But it's very responsive to the wind because it is so tall and it's big and it's square. It's not very aerodynamic. And if you've ever driven a car, like a van or a truck, when it's windy out and you go over a bridge or something like that, you actually will notice that the wind will push you in a certain direction. In order to drive a straight line, you have to kind of adjust the steering wheel then. In order to be safe, you have to adjust the steering wheel. You have to be present and aware. And as you know, whenever you're driving in any kind of yucky weather, you actually have to be more consciously present. The rest of the time, say you're driving down the highway and the weather's fine and not a lot of wind, you just kind of, what they say, smooth sailing, ironically with our quote here. So if you're smooth sailing, able to relax a little bit, right? You can even go into what people call highway hypnosis. When you repeat something over and over again enough, it becomes, you become comfortable with it. You're able to relax, which is what hypnosis is, a deep state of relaxation. But you're also allowed then, or you allow yourself, your conscious mind, to kind of wander off. It drifts off. You're able to think about other things. You're not having to consciously focus all your attention on your driving. When you first learn how to drive, especially if you're like me and you had to learn on a stick shift, you know, if you're on a hill, it took lots of concentration as a beginning driver to know when to let go of the clutch and to push on the gas and brake and juggling all that, and then also having to throw in there that you're supposed to use the right turn signal and turn on your windshield wipers. And it was something that you had to be very consciously focused on and aware of. But as you did it over and over again, you actually got really good at it. And just like anything else, the more you repeat it, the more you reinforce it, and it becomes a habit or an automatic behavior. It then goes into your subconscious mind. Well, that, therefore, frees up your conscious mind. Your conscious mind's able to wander around a little bit. Think about what you have to do later in the day. Think about something you meant to do earlier in the day. It can think of a conversation that you want to have or did have. It can do all sorts of things. And so if you think about that with highway hypnosis, most of us have been driving long enough that we're not having to consciously focus all of our attention on our driving, and your mind wanders a bit. But when the weather's bad, for those of you living in snowy areas right now, you know you have to bring that conscious attention into focus. You have to be able to focus on what you're doing. When it starts to just pour down rain, you get more focused on that driving. When the wind's blowing, you get more focused on your driving. And so when we think about this, when you're sailing, smooth sailing, kind of like that highway hypnosis I was talking about, you can actually let yourself relax a little bit. But anybody who's sailed knows that you're pretty much busy the whole time. You're always working. You're always doing something. You've got to go with the wind. You've got to be able to adjust the sails. So it's not very long that you're smooth sailing. Well, let's look at that in life. Now, how often are you really just smooth sailing? thankfully, not very often. I know that a lot of people might say, thankfully, that's silly. They might think it would be more ideal and be more of a perfect life if they had more smooth sailing. But how much do you really learn during the smooth sailing? Yeah, it might be relaxing. It might be peaceful. You might be able to kick up your feet. You might be able to breathe a few sighs of relief of how great life is. But how much do you really learn through the smooth sailing times? How much do you really gain during that time? You know, life is about learning and experiences that you're presented with and which to learn. And by being present in those experiences, you can actually gain greater wisdom and you won't have to repeat things as much. So smooth sailing, although it is relaxing and it feels really good, and we deserve times of smooth sailing because it's almost like it's a little siesta, you know. You kind of need that in order to regroup, to kind of get your strength back up for the next challenge that will be coming around in your life. And when you start to look at it that way, you can kind of get excited a little bit. Think, you know what? Let's see what's coming around the corner, because I'm going to tackle it with everything I've got. I'm going to go into it deciding that I'm going to apply some wisdom that I've gained from the past. I'm going to go into it deciding that I'm confident and I'm strong and I can take on any challenge that comes my way. Kind of like a baseball player. They don't know what pitch is going to come their way. They have to be prepared and present in order to be able to hit it properly. And that's what I would say about, you know, we cannot direct the wind. Golfers know this. They throw that little, they reach down, they grab a little bit of grass, they throw it up in the air, and they look to see which way the wind's blowing. There's no thought in any way that they're going to be able to adjust that wind. They're just looking to see how they can adjust their swing and what their plan is based on the wind. Now, even though they throw that little bit of grass up and they get an idea of which way the wind's blowing, they also know that at any moment that could change. There could be a gust of wind that they have absolutely no control over. All you can do is adjust the sails on your boat. All you can do is adjust your steering wheel to react to the wind. All you can do is adjust your way of thinking. Because there's only so many things you truly have control over in life. Most people go through life upset because of how others are making their choices, because of how they feel like they're a victim of certain circumstances over and over again. They feel upset because they think that they're just not succeeding or they're not getting the relationship that they want. But if you stopped and really thought about it, you have much, much success in your life. That you've come a really long way along the journey. And in order to get the most along the journey, you really do have to be present. You have to be in the now. You have to be aware of what's going on right now so that if you're driving a big old Jeep or a big old truck, you have your hands on the steering wheel and you want to be able to adjust your wheels using your steering wheel depending on what's coming in your path, what wind is blowing. So Eckhart Tolle, at which I speak of him frequently, wrote The Power of Now. And he addresses this a lot in The Power of Now as far as being present in each moment. You know, if you're in that highway hypnosis mode or if you're in that smooth sailing mode, you're not as alert and as aware as you would have been if you're dealing with a little bit of weather or if you're starting something new. And I'm definitely not opposed to that because I think we all need to have that little siesta of the mind. I think that our minds need it. I think that our bodies need it. If we were on the go constantly and completely focused 100% of the time, your body would get pretty stressed. So there are natural processes of our mind and of our body, and we need to go with that. But to be able to learn as much as you can, to be able to move forward and evolve and progress and apply wisdom of what you've learned from your past into your present relationships, into your present career, into your present life. You have to be aware in the present moment. You have to be able to apply the knowledge that you've gained. You have to be able to say, how do I feel right now in this situation? Does it give me a good vibe or does it give me a bad vibe? Does this make me feel good having this person around me? Are they conducive in their thoughts and their actions and their values? How does it feel when I think about making this decision for a certain golf club to use, depending on what wind's blowing or what hole I'm playing? How does it feel to make a business decision of whether you should invest money in a certain situation? You do have that guidance system within you, and you have to be present. You have to be able to feel how you feel in certain situations. So we cannot direct the wind. There will be gusts in our life that we don't expect. We may be able to throw up a little piece of grass and get an idea, kind of like taking a measurement of what's happening in our life right now. Might be able to get a little idea so that you can make an educated decision in that moment. But we can't control whether or not we're about to get slammed with a gust of wind. We can't control what another person's going to do in our lives. We can't control some of the situations and circumstances going on around us. So all you control is yourself and how you choose to respond to situations, how you choose to react, how you choose to feel about them, how you choose to process them, and how long you process them, and how long, if something is disturbing to you, how long you sit there and manifest that negative thought, how long you allow a negative thought to affect your day. I tell my clients, don't ignore something that is disturbing because you want to learn from it. But the absolute last thing you want to do is let it affect you for longer than a brief period of time. You want to assess it. You want to see, why do I feel this way? What's going on? What can I change? What can I do differently? How can I think about this differently? What choices do I need to make right now? And then you want to move on from that and start to go into action. You want to move on from that and start to see, what am I learning from this? You want to move on from that and decide, what is it that I'm gaining from this experience? What can I be grateful for in this experience? And then you go with the flow of it. And you be the best you can be in each of those experiences. I had a client yesterday who was dealing with some cell phone issues. Just, you know, we depend so much now on our cell phones, especially the ones that have so much of our contacts and data and calendars in it. And I've had a few cell phone issues myself for the last 6 months where I had to have them replaced, lost all my information. So I know from firsthand experience that can be very frustrating. But there's only so much you can do in that moment. There's only so much you can do. The best choice is to be able to be the best you in that experience, to be able to be in a neutral place or in a positive place so that you can make the best decision. So today, recognize that you cannot direct the wind, but you can adjust the sails. You can adjust your sails. You can go with the flow and make decisions appropriate to the situation by being present in that situation. Be in the now. Turn your wheel when you need to and relax at other times when it's smooth sailing. So thank you for listening. This is Dawn Grant. Go to my website, dawngrant.com. I offer private sessions over the phone, Skype, and person. And I will keep you posted on the at-home seminars and workshops that I'm working on. So have a really wonderful day going with the flow. Living and learning.